Good morning. All right, welcome. This is the Raven, and this is Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And today is Sunday, March 9th, 2014. Sisters and brothers, last week we, in a sense, asked, are we ready for the truth? This question recurred to me just now as I heard someone say over the airwaves that the women of Ukraine are trying to get more informed about democracy. What is democracy is one of those taboo questions that always returns because no authentic discussion of it is tolerated. I'm going to share a paragraph that I'm encouraging us all to think about. It's from Alexis de Tocqueville, Democracy in America. And I hope you'll let it lap slowly in concurrent waves. And that's a shout out to George Eliot. And I have to say that it shocks me when I hear pundits borrow from the greats and not give credit and give thanks. Just let these words kind of like lap around and in and through, because there's some stuff going on under the surface, as always, when we read people who are thinking very deeply about what they're writing about. Quote, the communities, therefore, in which the secondary functionaries of the government, and he's talking about elected officials, are perforce obliged to make great use of judicial penalties as a means of administration. This is not evident at first sight, for those in power are apt to look upon the institution of elective functionaries as one concession, and the subjection of the elected magistrate to the judges of the land as another. They are equally averse to both these innovations, and as they are more pressingly solicited to grant the former than the latter, they accede to the election of the magistrate and leave him independent of the judicial power. Nevertheless, the second of these measures is the only thing that can possibly counterbalance the first, and it will be found that an elective authority which is not subject to judicial power will, sooner or later, either elude all control or be destroyed. And I'm going to interject here. You have to listen to these words in terms of power, power struggle, continuing. The courts of justice are the only possible medium between the central power and the administrative bodies. They alone can compel the elected functionary to obey without violating the rights of the elector. The extension of judicial power in the political world ought therefore to be in the exact ratio of the extension of elective offices. If these two institutions do not go hand in hand, the state must fall into anarchy or into subjection. Unquote from Alexis de Tocqueville, or Alexis de Tocqueville, Democracy in America, from his chapter, this is volume one, the chapter Necessity of Examining the Condition of the States Before That of the Union at Large. One of the interesting things about that quote is what it takes for granted, assumes we know. Power, and that's my power in quotes, the philosopher, king, statesman. Power is so obvious, it's a given in de Tocqueville. Yet today on the left, it's gone missing. And with it, accurate analysis. And with that gone, so is gone effective action. So when I read, and that's all I get to read, because I guess that's all they allow to be printed, as they censor that as assiduously as they censor the airwaves, it's always confined to the nation state. While power roams the world, ranges wide and broad, and oversees us all globally. And the analysis from the pundits that are allowed to speak all have this way of blaming the lack of action. They never blame themselves. They blame the liberals or blame the left or blame whatever. They say they got co-opted by this, that, or the other. They never say they were led wrong by them, the pundits. Because it's really quite obvious, given a global world economy, given global state management, the global state, that we have to be a global people to even think of challenging that is never stated. And that obviously is not by accident.